This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. It's looking likely that the Cleveland Indians will have a new name in 2021. The team late last week issued a statement that it will discuss the best path forward in response to recent social unrest. Terry, this was a surprise move for the Indians, who last year phased out the Chief Wahoo logo.
Until the murder of George Floyd, they had given zero thought, really, to changing the name. And there had been some push in that direction, but primarily it was about Chief Wahoo. And that's something that I went and looked it up. My column first on that subject of changing that logo was 1998. I was one of the earlier ones on that.
In favor of dropping it.
Yeah. And, you know, having a new logo drawn to fit. But the name itself never bothered me, and part of it is the experience I had when I've gone out to Wyoming several times, and the Wind River Indian Reservation, as it's called, Indian Reservation. The reservation is also known as Indian Country. They'll say, I went up the mountains on this road in Indian Country and went hunting. But remember, most of the protests had not been about the name. Now we're in a total cultural upheaval. So what the Indians, I think, have decided to do is, frankly, they haven't said they're going to change the name, but you don't put out a tweet like that saying you're looking at it. It's a 100-mile race, and they're at 99.5 of changing it. Because I think they're tired of the cultural wars. And I think on this, they just feel, let's just start fresh. And then, of course, it opens up a lot of marketing opportunities. FedEx gave the Washington NFL team tons and tons of money. I forgot how much it is. Mm-hmm. You know, to be a corporate sponsor. Well, they were pressuring Washington to change the Redskins' name. And I know it hasn't started yet, but the Indians did not want their top corporate sponsors, Progressive or Sherwin-Williams or some of those, to begin getting public pressure and then feel they wanted to save all that. By the way, the Redskins is so appalling. A few years ago, I stopped even using the name of my stories. I just called them Washington.
So you think that the time is right that the Indians say, let's just get this done?
That's what they're saying. To me, I still don't think it's offensive, but also I'm living in a real world. If I were running the Indians, it's hard enough to win in baseball. It's hard enough to draw fans. It's hard enough to do things in the middle of a pandemic. I don't feel like fighting about a name. And I would say 2 out of 3 of the emails I've gotten, which is well over 100, I would say about 70%, they're either good with the name change or resigned to the name change. Mm. So let's move on. And then they're on to, you know, whatever name they want. I mean, this opens up a chance to have fans sending. I'm getting all these different names already. And
honestly, in the last few days since the Indians issued this statement, I've seen people talking about, tweeting about, posting about the Indians who I've never seen interested in sports at all.
If you're a marketing person, there's a lot of fun to be had here. You could have contests and everything else. My wife, Roberta, she wants the walleyes. So, you know, what's your name?
I don't know. There's so many. I mean, from the Spiders, which
I don't like the Spiders. That's
what they were called in the late 1800s.
Yeah, and they were the worst team in baseball. I don't want the Spiders.
The Guardians.
The Guardians. Eh.
After the Guardians of Traffic in downtown Cleveland.
Some people said the Buckeyes. It's interesting, you know, you got the Ohio State Buckeyes, but actually, there were the Cleveland Buckeyes right after World War II played in the Negro Leagues, and they went to the Negro League World Series back in 45 and 47.
But I can't imagine Ohio State's going to like
that. No, they're not. They'll want something that's theirs. Mm. Like, for example, often in my stories, I call the Indians a tribe far more than I call them the Indians. I like that. But they're not going to go there. It's too associated with the old name. They'll want something, you know, completely different. I mean, you pick 5 names and then let them vote on it. Mm. That's what the Cavaliers did way back when they were first starting in 1970. They had a whole bunch of people sending in all kinds of names, came out with the Cavaliers. But I do recall sending in names myself as a kid. I don't remember what they were. And there was a lot of like this. People were excited, this new NBA team. What should we call it?
Yeah, I mean, people are already drawing up the uniforms and everything.
Mm-hmm, right. I mean, a lot of people are going back to the Fast. Mentioned the Buckeyes and the Cleveland Barons, which was an old hockey team here. Uh-huh. I've gotten a couple of those. Amanda, I'm astounded at the changes everywhere at this moment. So the fact that the Indians are changing their name, in that context, it's like, that just figures.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.